This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and thank you very much for downloading the Scotland Outdoors podcast. I'm Mark Stephen. Normally, this is based on a radio programme we do on BBC Radio Scotland called Out of Doors. But occasionally, if it's something that we think might be of interest to you and it's an outdoor activity anyway, it comes from a series I also do called Our Story. Now, this weekend, the weekend I'm recording this podcast, the Howick Common Riding is taking place. It is a remarkable event, very colourful, very varied. We thought you might enjoy this. It's 6:05 on a June morning, and that's the gritting lorry just gone past. Hoyek is absolutely jumping this morning. I'm Mark Stephen, this is BBC Radio Scotland, and this week our story belongs to the Howick Common Riding. Howick is the first of the Old Borders Common Ridings and takes place each year on the Thursday, Friday and Saturday after the first Monday in June. Essentially, it celebrates two historical events. The first in 1514, which involved the young men of Howick at a place called Hornshole, and the second is their ancient custom of riding the marches or boundaries of the common land. In the run-up to this, there are ride-outs from the town to nearby villages and farms. The whole thing lasts for about 5 or 6 weeks. There are 16 mounted events in total. There are also social events. There's the hut, the smoker, the colour busing, the dinner, the ball. And on the last Saturday, a mass community picnic up on the moor. Now, these customs and traditions have evolved over hundreds of years, which makes this festival unique and not well understood by those outside the town.
We didn't set out to make this a tourist attraction. It's for the Howick folk and for exiles as well. We've got the exiles reception tonight and there'll be 50 or 60 exiles back from all over the world.
Local historian Ian Landles is passionate about the Howick Common Riding and he very kindly offered to give me a guided tour. We met at the equestrian statue at the end of the High Street. It's an artistic rendering of an event that local folk believe took place more than 500 years ago.
This is what Howick folk affectionately refer to as the horse. And if you read what it says on the base there, it says erected to commemorate the return of Howick Callans from Hornshole in 1514, when after the Battle of Flodden, they routed the English marauders and captured their flag. So that's what the common riding's all about. And it's a replica of that flag that is carried every year by a young callant or young man chosen to represent these boys that captured the banner blue. The story is handed down, you know, through the generations. It's been sung about ever since. We've got more songs written about Howick than any other place in the world.
Tell me about the songs.
Well, the main song is Tíri Bus. You'll hear it sung and you'll hear it played, the drum and fife play it all the time. It goes, Tíri Bus, Tíri Odin, sons of heroes slain at Flodden, imitating border bowmen, I defend your rights in common. And it tells the story of what happened at Hornshole. After Flodden was decided, Surrey had his troops divided, turned them loose to lawless plunder. Heaven just by slap thy thunder, Tíri Bussy, Tíri Odin, sons of heroes slain at Flodden, imitating border bowmen, I defend your rights in common.
Just across the road from the statue is a clock that chimes out that tune every 15 minutes.
The shop across there, full of photographs, etc. Yeah. Everything is blue and yellow. The blue and yellow bunting. People are wearing blue and yellow ribbons. There's blue and yellow badges. Blue and yellow is just everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's from the flag. The captured flag was the banner blue that bears the golden cross. the blue and yellow are the hoik colours. And of course, put together you get green, which is the hoik rugby team, but that's a different story. They learn the songs, they imbibe them with their mother's milk, they get it at school, and the hoik folk just rally around every year, the young man called the cornet. The cornet was the ensign in the cavalry regiment who carried the flag, that's where the name comes from. And to be a cornet in hoik is huge. You're a superhero to the bairns at the school. And your year, 2018, is 2018 to most other folk, but that'll be Gareth Rennick's year for hoik folk. I could tell you cornets right back. Tell us your date of birth, I'll tell you the cornet.
1960
was Jed Huggin.
Gee, that's terrifying.
We have got a platinum cornet this year, 1948.
There are four male principals of the common riding. There's the cornet, the two previous cornets, called his right and left-hand man, and the acting father, who's an older guy, chosen by the cornet to guide him through the many ceremonies and duties. There are also four female principals, known as the cornet's lass, her right and left-hand lass, and an acting mother. Collectively, they're known as the Big Eight.
This is a happy coincidence. Right. Just walking past Robert Pringle's butcher shop in the High Street, and I saw this in the window, presented to cornet Robert Pringle, 1994, and that's you.
Aye.
I mean, how big a deal is it being the cornet in Hoyt?
It was massive for me, anyway, you know what I mean? I was born in a common riding family, and my dad was cornet in 1965, and my grandfather and my gran were acting mother and father in 1947. You know, it's all I thought about when I was young, you know, and I got the chance, and it was just an amazing experience. Like,
your father was cornet once upon a time, too, mm-hmm. So with that in mind, when you are born, is he thinking, right, I'm going to teach this laddie to ride, and there's a possibility at some stage in the future?
Aye, no doubt. And it wasn't just my dad's side of the family, it was my mother's side of the family as well. So, I mean, they loved the Cumber riding, and, you know...
300-plus people galloping up a hill on horseback and things, the flag at the front of the... It's a fantastic spectacle, and it's not for tourists. This is what fascinates me.
Well, it's about us, and it's a celebration of ourselves, and it's about remembering our past and feeling that togetherness, you know what I mean? And I do believe, you know, if you're a true Tiri, you love hoik, and you want to be here, and it is about you, you know, it is.
Being a cornet, is it a job for life? Do you ever stop being cornet?
Nah. I think you're always indebted to the Cumber riding and to the experience you've had. You know, there's plenty of functions that we go to and stuff like that, that, you know, you put the badge on and, you know, you're noted as a cornet, you know, so it's for life.
Again, I find it fascinating that people here don't refer to 1994, they'd refer to it as Robbie's year.
Robbie's year, Well, certainly friends and family remember that your year. You know, my friends, for example, you know, a lot of them were rugby players, never been on a horse in their life. They went for riding lessons and that, and some of them haven't done it since.
You know, so this weekend, are you going to be in the butcher's apron, or are you going to be up there? Which?
I'm riding on the Friday, and then Saturday, it's the wife's day out then. So I'll see if I can talk her into leaving the car up the mare, and I'll maybe get a taxi. Yeah, but I'll see. Depends how fresh I am.
You have as much chance of getting a taxi as you have of getting a horse.
I'll take Shanks's pony.
At 6 o'clock Thursday morning, the cornet receives the flag for the first time and leaves the town with his supporters for the Thursday morning chase up the Nipnows. Now, that's a tarmac road that runs past the golf course. At the starting line, the riders are split. The acting father heads up the hill first, leading the married supporters. Then the cornet, carrying the flag, follows with the unmarried supporters. Basically, it's just a huge gallop to the top of the hill and onto St Leonard's Farm and the hut, which is a big shed where the riders gather in their hundreds. They're putting sand down in the road here to give a better footing to the horses. It'll give them better grip. There are hundreds of people here in the golf course, dozens and dozens of cars in the field across there, a real palpable sense of excitement.
This is an absolute charge coming up the hill now. They are just clattering on up this hill. And coming up the hill now, a lady rider, and that's a big story. Hooray!
Why is a lady rider a big story? Well, for decades, this was male only. In the past, women did ride, but in 1931, the Hoik Common Riding Committee drafted new rules excluding women from taking part. And that's how it remained, until 1996, when two local women, amid huge controversy, challenged the all-male rule and won a legal battle to ride alongside the men.
The women may have won the legal battle to join the traditional all-male cavalcade, but today they encountered strong opposition in the midst of congratulation.
In the last 4 months, the issue of women riders has split the town.
Around 40 men would normally have taken part in this ride, and there is certainly evidence that some have stayed away. One local man says he sold his horse rather than take part in any common riding, which includes women.
There were really ugly scenes broadcast across the nation. One of the most dramatic was when more than 50 local women singing traditional songs linked arms to form a human barrier, preventing other local women from taking part.
At one point, one of the four women was almost thrown off as her horse was startled by jeers from the crowd.
The common riding of 1996, as things stand, it may be the last in the centuries-old tradition.
This year, the issue of lady riders reared its head once again, following widespread speculation on social media that seemed to suggest women were gearing up to take part in the last male-only events.
In 96, when the town was divided in the middle, families were split, folk didn't speak for years afterwards in some cases. It was very, very traumatic. After that, an agreement was made and girls have been allowed to ride at all the preliminary events, but not in the ceremonial, and that has been accepted right up to now.
So, theoretically, after what was the court case in 1996, it has to be open to everybody, but up to this stage, women, legally they've got the right, but they've respected the tradition and not ridden.
Yeah.
The Hoyt Common Riding Committee issued a statement in January 2018, acknowledging its legal obligation to offer equal access to men and women. They said, yes, women could take part in every aspect of the events, but then went on to state, and I'm quoting precisely here, "The committee appreciates and would like to thank the Hoyt public and those of our neighbouring towns who respect the heritage, customs and traditions of Hoyt Common Riding, i.e. allowing the chases and the Common Riding Friday, as well as the hut and the election night smoker, to be all-male events. In other words, women can join in, but in order to respect tradition, we'd really rather you didn't." Now, obviously, it's a touchy subject. So perhaps it's no surprise that none of the committee, or indeed any of the principals, was prepared to speak to us. Now, in the 21st century, it's kind of difficult to imagine anything being men-only or women-only. It just seems a bit anachronistic. But a lot of Hoyt people like the local traditions just the way they are, including a lot of the local women.
My name is Tracy.
We're standing there on the fence line. Several hundred horses went past. Two female riders. Unusual?
Yes, very unusual. The first time that female riders have been allowed to ride the Thursday morning chase.
What's your own take on it? I mean, the reason I stopped to ask you is because you've got horsey boots on, so...
I'm all for equality, but I think there's certain things that should be left as they are. And I think this is one of them. I think this has traditionally been a men-only, and I think it's something that should remain the same.
So you wouldn't ride?
I would love to, but no, I wouldn't.
But surely it's changed throughout the years.
Not really. Hoyt's very, it's aye been, to coin a phrase.
As the husband of a horsewoman and the father of two horsewomen, that seems like an odd approach.
Yeah. Well, my partner's riding today. Uh-huh. I've always fancied doing the chase, and I suppose this is the first year that I did have the opportunity to do it, but I like tradition.
The two ladies that did it, are they going to end up in trouble over this?
No. There'll be a split camp. Half will think it's absolutely fine and half will think it's dreadful.
Pauline Totman is from a common riding family going back generations. She's grown up with it and she's always wanted to be fully part of it. This year, she got a chance. She was one of two lady riders in 87 years to take part in the Thursday morning chase. She also rode the Thursday evening chase the week before, and afterwards, she even went into the hut.
I have always wanted to be fully part of it. When I was young, I couldn't follow the Hoyt Cornet at all because no women were allowed. So as a child, you're there for a picnic. Somebody has to hold the horse. You do get pocket money for it, but I would have done it for free. I was just wanted to be with the horse. And I would sometimes help the men or the boys that were going from the stables, maybe plait the pony's mane or plait the pony's tail. And sometimes the cornet would leave, and I would go and sit and have a little tear down my face because that I couldn't do it.
I actually saw you this morning. I was standing by the fence and, you know, and I made a point of shouting because everybody was shouting, hooray.
That's what made me look at you.
Yeah. You were being followed by silence. I spotted you first because I thought, why has it gone quiet? Mm-hmm. And then I spotted the fact it was a woman rider.
I thought it had gone quiet.
You gave me a lovely smile too.
I'm so pleased somebody did.
Lisa Mackay is a veterinary surgeon in Hoyk. She also took part in a preliminary chase, again, traditionally men only.
I think the ceremonies are enhanced by inclusion of women.
And the fact that you were women is a big deal.
I can't overemphasise how big a deal it was. It shouldn't have been. It was a middle-aged lady riding up a road because she loves riding and she loves her horses.
How were you received?
I wasn't received with any great love, but there was no animosity, there was no willful riding with intent to endanger my safety. You know, it was very civil.
What is it that's upset you since?
I knew I was getting into something controversial. I knew there would be backlash. Most of it's been petty and laughable, but some of it's been vicious and personal.
What form has that taken?
I'd rather not say.
With what you've experienced since you went out on the chase, would you do it again?
Absolutely. The unofficial motto of the common riding is, I defend your rights in common. Always defend your rights. And that's ultimately why I rode. And the participation in the event itself, disregarding any principles I might have had, it was a fantastic experience. I absolutely loved it. The adrenaline rush and the thrill was unforgettable and I'll remember it forever.
Are you local?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm a Hoyk welcome host and we work through the summer months just helping the visitors and telling them where to go and what to do.
Sorry, I should have asked you your name.
Marjorie McCready, yes.
Explain to me, Marjorie, what is happening here?
This is the Common Riding Hut. Now, they'll sing, they'll toast the Queen, they'll toast the Cornet, there'll be many, many speeches. It's tradition, one of Hoyk's common riding traditions.
Welcome to the Thursday morning hunt, the Hoyk Common Riding 2018.
So there's a tannoy system and we're hearing what they're saying inside.
Yes. They'll be in the region of maybe 300 people in the hut this morning.
Be back then.
Yes. Tomorrow there'll probably be more.
Really?
Yeah. Tomorrow is the main day where the traditions are kept, and in the hut tomorrow morning they'll have curds and cream.
You said earlier in the work, so I mentioned the fact that I saw two female riders. Oh, let's not dwell on that, and I don't want to dwell on it, but why is it an issue?
In the position I've got in the town and various things, it would be inappropriate for me to comment on that.
As this song's chorus is being sung, and it's got more than a little resemblance to the good old days, the audience sitting on the hill outside have linked elbows and are swaying to and fro. Absolutely fascinating.
It's just another thing that's I-been.
Well, that's it. It's actually lovely to watch. Sitting in bridal place in front of this closed hut is the Cornet's Lass.
You'll have to do it 1 year.
Wait, you can do it if you're not from Hoyk?
Yes, you can, aye.
Seriously?
Anybody can do it.
I didn't know that.
Yes, anybody can do it.
I was watching them coming up this morning. Why is tomorrow different? Why do it again tomorrow?
Because it's I-been. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day. The best common riding in the world. Not common riding. The other common riding will beat this.
I'm looking at this as an external observer. I've never been to the Hoyk Common Riding before. And I mean absolutely no disrespect by this at all. But for me, one of the most remarkable sights today was 300 people sitting outside, listening to a tannoy system, swaying along in time with the music, singing, but essentially looking at a shut hut.
I've done it many times, and it can be raining as well. and all the men are dry inside.
I can understand you wanting to ride, because it looks great fun. Why did you want to go in the hut?
They make speeches, the Cornet, when he's just gone up the chase. I imagine that's just the best feeling ever. That is the feeling that he's dreamt of. And he gets off his horse, goes in the hut, and then he talks about it. A lot of the men seem to use it as a drinking outing. For me, it's not about the drinking. It's about being able to witness and feel. It's the men use the feelings better felt than telt. Well, But I've never been able to get in the hut and feel the atmosphere until last week.
How was it?
Nobody was actively hostile. The speeches, I guess they're open to interpretation, but I know from talking to people that they interpreted it as having a dig at the women, although they didn't ever talk about the women, they spoke about tradition.
Gentlemen, I have been privileged to ask to speak at a number of dinners and smokers up to now, but tonight I've got something to say.
I watched the Cornet's speech from the Thursday night hut, and he made a speech during which he used the term gentleman constantly. And given that part of that speech was very clearly aimed at the one woman in the room, it was a term that was ill-used.
Susan Ray is a Scottish Green councillor representing Leith Walk in Edinburgh. But in 1996, she was a councillor in the Scottish Borders and closely involved in the issue of the Lady Riders.
I noticed the Cornet said he was given a book. It was called 1514, and we have to tell our bairns all about this history and make sure they can. Nobody's not doing that. They're being taught the story. They're being taught all about the history of Hornsole, whether it's true or not. Some of it is quite dubious.
That's a history, that's a fact, and that's the reason why we must stand up and defend our ancient customs and traditions.
And he also said, and this is a direct quote, "Dinna let anyone twist or try and twist that history or the reasons who day what we day for their own agenda, whatever that is." Nobody is trying to twist the history. Nobody has any agenda. The only agenda here is the legal agenda of equality and the fact that some women want to participate and quite rightly are entitled to do so under law. And they do get a lot of funding, so they have to comply with law.
This year's Cornet, Gareth Rennick, attended Drumlanrig Primary School here in Hawick. So just coming back down the hill, they've been galloping up round the racecourse at the top there, and he's going to lead the procession back down here, and they've basically emptied the primary school. The kids are lining up the pavement on either side. They're all dressed in their party clothes. Some of them have got the blue and yellow ribbons on. And they're just waiting to give this year's Cornet the biggest cheer of his life.
The Cornet in the common riding means everything at school, and you're so excited for the Cornet to visit the school. You know he's also going to ask your head teacher if everybody can close now and have a half day for the common riding, and the teacher does the old I'm not very sure, and then says yes, and it's you've been singing these songs in schools for weeks.
Alan Patterson, all the shops round about here have tried decorating their windows with stuff relating to the common riding. Why did this catch your attention particularly?
I knew there was photos of my mum and dad here. There's my dad there on the left-hand side of that photo there, Cornet 1962, and that's my mum there with the spotted dress.
This is busting the flag here, is it?
Yeah, that's what it is, a Thursday night tonight, yeah. Made the honour in 1960, and there's another one of my dad there in 1963.
Did you ride in it yourself?
I did, yes, until I was 16, and then I had to start paying for it myself. But my daughter's wanting to follow next year, so I might have to start riding again.
Your daughter wants to follow next year? How old is she?
She's 11. She'll be 12 next year when she rides, so she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
That's causing a bit of stushy this year, isn't it?
Well, everybody's got their own opinions, eh? I haven't got a problem with it, to be honest. Not at all, but a lot of people do.
Good luck next year.
I'll need it.
I think you might.
Certainly for a couple of weeks after it, walking
anyways. No, it's only pain. Look on the bright side.
It's only pain.
Anyway, nice talking to you. Thank you. Bye-bye. As the town was gearing up for Common Riding Friday, it seemed to me there was a sense of unease, concern, if you like, over this issue of women riders.
We just don't know. I think there will be a few girls who will ride on Friday. If there are a big number of girls ride, that would open the floodgates for another year and cause a whole lot of soul-searching and what are we going to do.
There's an expression in Hawick, it's aye been. What's going to make this change? Or do you think it will change?
I think women have to keep riding, keep attending. Time will maybe show people that they've still got the common riding they wanted, that the Cornet, I would hope, felt as much pride and passion when he got to the top of the hill this morning. I would hope that he didn't stop and say, well, that wasn't very good today. I think there was a woman in the cavalcade.
Do you know, the vast majority of people don't care if women ride or not. And I hope it moves forward in a positive manner for the town, because it's a stunning, stunning spectacle to watch, and it's utterly thrilling to take part in.
Are you going to ride tomorrow?
No.
No. Why not?
No. Well, I did last week. I've done today. My balls aren't big enough.
Coming up through the trees, you've got the married men. Dapple sunlight, and some of them are cantering up a grassy track on the right-hand side to these crossroads. And there's lots and lots of horses about. Excuse me, why have you got oak leaves in your jacket? He told us to.
When the flag came back from Horns Hole, there was oak leaves on the top of the flag, so that's why we wear the oak leaves.
It looks good. Yeah. Looks good. There are horses here with red ribbons around their tails, which indicates the fact that there's a likelihood they will kick. The one in front of me just has.
How are we doing?
I was just laughing at the fact that some of the horses here have got the red ribbon saying, this might kick. And there's nothing you can do.
No. It's really just a warning. A lot of people put them on just to keep other horses from running up their backsides. So. But if you didn't heed it and you get kicked, that's your fault.
Well, that's it. Is this your own mount?
No. It's just a friend of mine, so.
Okay.
Got a loan out. Hi. Got a loan out.
Come on, you. If you had to rent one, how much would it be?
I rented for the whole Comer Riding last year, every ride, Saturday, Tuesday, and the Comer Riding. It was just over £1,500. But the advantage of that is it comes out of the box and you just hand it back at the end of the day.
You climb on board, it's beautifully turned out, it's tacked up, it's ready to go.
Whereas this morning, I was up 6 o'clock this morning getting this all ready, and it takes a bit of work and a bit of effort.
Oh, here's the standard. Here's the cornet, and he's left and right, and he's ridden up with a flag. That's the acting father he's given it to. So, of course, trying to transfer a pole with a big bit of cloth in it. It's not
hip,
just
hip
to the horse's left.
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
There's something strangely moving about this. It is magnificent. Wonderful. Morning.
Come in.
Tail end, Charlie. Safest place. And the married men head off first with the standard at the head. And then another several hundred horses are going to come out of this grassy track and make their way up to the hut.
Hang on, boy.
Any idea how many horses there are today?
251, I counted.
251?
Plenty. It's plenty.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not needing any more than that?
Not really, no.
Can you imagine our aiming that hat?
I can. It's going to be warm in the other day, I'll tell you.
If you turn round away from the horses, there's a young lad going past. Turn away from these horses, then it's just full of local people and they're all smiling. This is their heritage, their tradition.
Have you gone up to the moor? That'll be good today.
Yeah.
Hey! Actually, I've not been awkward. Have you seen any girls riding?
Not today. There was two yesterday, yes, but I think they decided not to ride today.
Yeah. Keep our traditions and they can do what they want. It's no problem after that.
Why would it be a problem if they did, though?
It's just a traditional thing. It's nothing against women, really. It's just a traditional thing. They get everything else, but we would want to get out of the hat a woman. What woman would want to get out of the hat anyway?
Did you ever in your wildest dreams as a child imagine if you could have been the cornet?
Well,
or was that just a step too far?
It's not a step too far in my dreams to imagine the pride and the feeling to carry the flag up the chase or to carry the flag round the mare with all them people. It's an absolute honour, and Hoyt people would be appalled. But a cornet is traditionally a standard bearer in army settings. It doesn't necessarily need to be a man.
Not nowadays.
Not nowadays, but I think we're 500 years away from that changing.
Down to the latest age descended, Hoyt was ever independent. Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!